Hey, it's Lori again, and we are here with the final installment of my online copywriting checklist, and that is called Red Hot Copy's Secret Sauce for Writing Sizzling Copy. And you can get it for free. You get that the special report that is shows you how to evaluate whether your copy is any good or not, and how to make sure that the copy that you're writing, or your, if you hire a copywriter, that they infuse the kinds of things that good copy has. So that's what this short report is about. And as I said at the beginning of this series, I don't give this out freely all the time. And so you're very blessed if you're watching this series, because you will have access to this report. So the final piece of it, there are 5 points in the copywriting checklist. The SOBOC, that's scannability, opening, body, offer, and close. And all 5 of those we've gone through in these segments, and they're all 5 in that report. The last piece of it is a graphic that I'm very proud of, and that was, when I first used it, was in one of my live workshops, and it was life size. It was gigantic. It covered an entire wall. It was probably 14 feet long and by 3 or 4 feet tall, and it was done by an amazing woman named Christina Merkley. Hi, Christina. And she's a graphic art, well, it's not a graphic artist. I forget what it's exactly called. I'll have to put it in the notes later. But at any rate, this, can you see it with all the, with the glare of the bright lights? Let me see if you can see that. So that this was, the event that I did was actually called the Speed Copywriting Workshop, and that's what you see at the top. And she drew this. Isn't this beautiful? So it's in that special report. And how you read this is, it's got 3 sections, right? So there's the top piece, and this top piece, what? It's my online checklist, right? It starts off with scannability right here at the top, and then we go to the opening, and then the body. And then your offer, oh my, and finally your close. And then of course you continue testing. That's what you're supposed to be doing, and improving your copy, because your copy's never done. I'm so sorry. You're constantly going to be making updates and upgrades to your copy if your business means something to you. So testing is an important phase that we'll talk about in another episode if you're interested. So the middle piece, where this is the graphic with the blue part, right? That piece is actually the 10,000 foot view, as if you were flying over a piece of copy and you couldn't see the words, but you could kind of see where the breaks are. And so you see you have your headlines and blah, 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 some copy and some testimonials and you know, features and benefits and frequently asked questions and so on and so forth, and until you get to the bottom and your PSs and whatnot. And then the final piece, this is because it was called the Speed Copywriting Workshop, this final piece, and it's also, like I said, it's in this report that you have access to. This is how you can be a little faster. One is to use your subconscious, or it says your unconscious here, but what I mean by that is, like, when you go to bed at night, or even taking a nap. I love taking naps, so sometimes I'll think about stuff if I'm stuck, and it's like a reboot, thinking about what it is that you want to accomplish with your copy, and you'll be surprised when you wake up. Sometimes you have some of the most innovative ideas. So I like to rely on that for speed. And also, I think when you're thinking about your work, your copy, and the different angles a lot, that you're ordering up different ideas from your brain. So the longer it's on your brain, the more likely it is that you're going to come up with something really cool and innovative. The next thing I do are chicken chunks. And chicken chunks is basically just using a timer I use 15-minute chunks. Using a timer, I'm going to tell you right now, is one of the best ways to get productive, because when you set your timer, you don't get up and go to the bathroom, you don't answer the phone, you don't check your email, you're not on Facebook, you're not on TMZ or any of those crazy sites that they'll suck you right in. When you use your timer, you're just writing copy. And if you can't think of anything to write, then you just go blah, 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 blah. That's what I learned from Gary Halbert. You just keep moving, because action beats inaction every time. And so when you use that timer, you put focused chunks of time in front of you, and before you know it, you're going to have your copy done. And you can use that for anything, by the way. I use it for cleaning too, just like decluttering for 15 minutes. It makes a huge difference if you do a little of that every day. But that's what I use for speed, is chicken chunks. And then back to this graphic. And then finally, mind maps. So that's something we're not covering in this particular series, but mind maps are awesome. They're when you put your central idea in the middle of a piece of paper, and then you just brainstorm and you branch off with different ideas and you start making connections. So they're really cool, and I love them. They really get you organized. So that's what I have for you to help you make your copy better in a very concise way. I obviously think that you never get enough training for copywriting. I still get training for copywriting. And don't let your ego get in your way of getting better at something, because it will pay off. This is one skill that you will never, ever outgrow, and it will only serve you. So I thank you so much for watching these episodes, and I hope that your copy does what you want it to do, and that's convert. I'll talk to you soon.